Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Appropriate for
each night
for the first day of Hanukkah 2023. All right, James. All right, there you go. James has affected Jay by it being his birthday. His head is in a birthday cake someplace. So, anyway, it's the first day of Hanukkah. It's here. 8 days of festival from today until the 15th. Today is December the 7th. Hanukkah is part of the Jewish festival, the Festival of Lights. Those of you who are Jewish, have Jewish friends, you know how important this time of year is. And it's no mistake that it comes every year about the same time as Christmas and some of the other holidays, Muslim holidays, Ramadan, all come at this time of year. It just goes to show how similar most major religions are, and yet we choose to fight among ourselves over religion and ethnicity. Mm-hmm. When I say we, I guess it's the international community, people in this country who don't trust Muslims because of 9/11, people who don't trust Jews for whatever the reason, and I don't even know. I mean, it wasn't the Jews that started World War II. And so this day, more important today, probably for a lot of reasons, not the least of which, what's going on in the Middle East with the Israeli forces battling Hamas, the fighting in southern Gaza, and Jews all over the world are paying close attention to that because their homeland has been a safe place for them to be. And now, frankly, a lot of my Jewish friends don't think that Israel is a safe place to be. There have been a lot of folks who go over to Israel from various parts of the world, mostly from Europe, but some Americans go over as well, who are very religious to spend Hanukkah there or some of the other Jewish holidays as well. I know a lot of Americans who have youngsters who they go over and spend a week or a month in a kibbutz.
Mm-hmm.
That stopped. Everything pretty much
stopped. Well, don't you go for Uri's birthday?
I do. Yeah,
don't you typically go in December?
I have. Yep, I like it. It's in. I'm not going this year. And even if I wanted to, I couldn't really get there well, and Ari doesn't want me to come. So that's the end of that. And it's all about this business, this strife that has developed between the Palestinians. Well, it isn't really between the Palestinians. It's the element of ferocious, antagonistic, angry, and not very intelligent men, not women involved in this fighting, although the women are fighting on the Israeli side because the Israelis conscript women as well as men into their armed service. Anyway, it's just, we all know what's going on. We all know it's not safe. We all know that hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have fled from Gaza and elsewhere. It's just it's a mess. And anyway, but there's still no place like the homeland. I thought it was interesting, Jay, that some of the folks, there have been stories upon stories upon stories from various locations in Israel where this stuff is going on. I think yesterday, yeah, it was yesterday, when Uri was on, was it yesterday? Yeah, Uri, no, today's Thursday. He was on Tuesday, sent us a video of the bombs coming, headed in his direction. They had on helmets and stuff, and this is what everyday life is like in Israel because of this stuff going back and forth. So then there's the story of Rebecca Geller, no relation to Uri, who traveled to London a couple of months ago. She left her dog, Stevie, with a friend and with her boyfriend in a village southern border of Israel, very close to Gaza. She was away, but while she was gone, she checked to make sure how Stevie, her dog, was. Dog was astray when she adopted him. A couple of days before she was supposed to come home, she learned from her friends about the terrorist attack. She said, I know that Stevie is incredibly scared of air raid sirens. Most dogs are afraid of that sort of thing, right? The stuff that happened on the 4th of July.
Well, it hurts their ears, of course.
Noise. Yeah. Of course, because their ears are very sensitive. Anyway, so she texted her friend, asked if the dog was okay when they took Stevie out for a walk, put him on a leash, that sort of thing. She delayed her trip home because of, obviously, what was going on. So that meant she was away from the dog more. She contacted her friends to tell them about the change, couldn't get through to them. Stayed on her phone, tried to get through, watching the news as others. And then a couple of hours after she started trying to make contact, she got a call, and the call wasn't good. The sirens were wailing away. They opened the door. Stevie ran out the door and hadn't been seen. And so imagine how she feels. So for 40 days, this is kind of an interesting, 40 days and 40 nights, the pet went missing. That's a significant number, isn't it, under the circumstances? And then now they have to make a long story short. She has gone back to Tel Aviv, and some of her friends helped her find the dog, and there was a rescue organization as well. She didn't know how to find her. How the heck would you know how to find the dog? Apparently he crawled into a greenhouse or something like that, but... anyway, she drove around herself to look for the dog. She thought the best option was to go to some of the villages around where she lived. And she talked to soldiers and farmers and volunteers. So anyway, the dog is friendly and social, connects with people. And, bottom line is that she found the dog. Cool. Right? That's the way
life
works when it's supposed to
work.
But there are stories like that all over the place because of what's going on in this country. And some of the soldiers have brought their dogs over. The soldiers involved in these raids. There's so many people that are homeless. Now, if you really get down to, and this is the time of year when this becomes more important, I suppose, only because it's giving time, but it's important for different reasons. It's always important. The people who don't choose to be homeless, not only in this country, there are more in this country and in some of the more mature countries in Europe. People sometimes just don't want to have a home. They don't want to have responsibilities. They'll fare on their own as well as they can. And then
they
there are those
off the grid without living off the grid.
Right. And so then there were those who don't have a choice or who have found that they just can't make it all work. And so, and there's so many of those people in the Middle East from Gaza. There was, remember when they had, I'm just trying to remember the last time when there were wars, mostly the Middle Eastern situation, Iraq, right? All the refugees before the invasion, before we got involved in Iraq, the Iraqi-Iranian war, where hundreds of thousands of Middle Easterners who went to Europe, into France, into Italy, they're not so welcoming in Italy. They go to England more. And that was really why they got out of Brexit, because of all the people that came in, and they didn't like it. So they said, okay, the way we can fix the problem is to get out of Brexit. Well, they were very wrong about that because they still have a really serious problem and they're not in Brexit anymore. They're not in the European Union. Brexit was their exit. British exit, get it? B. Yeah, okay, Doug, thank you. So, anyway, it's the beginning of Hanukkah. And so there are the Hanukkah and the menorahs are out and it's a good time. And if you see friends that are Jewish and you didn't remember it was Hanukkah, wish them a happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah, friends.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah. I don't know that, but I think the music, there's something that's very poignant about Middle Eastern Europe, Middle Eastern music, and it's affected the Israeli music, the celebrations like Hanukkah. Or in fact, they sound much of, now, I'm probably going to sound ignorant saying this, much of the Middle Eastern music, whether it be religious or not, sounds the same. At least it sounds the same to me, as maybe I have a, you know, it's the culture in which you grow up is going to predicate, you know, what you like to read, what you like to, what entertainment you enjoy, you know, the kinds of music that you're interested in. All of that stuff comes as a result pretty much of what you're exposed to as a kid growing up. It's part of the environmental stuff, and you make your decisions, your opinions. You know, that happens. Think about what you like, Jay. Think about what it is that you read. Think about what you listen to on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the influences of your mother and father on your choices. They probably have influenced everything, but they've influenced a lot, right? When you're probably going to have the same impact on Mac.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to a lot of driven by morals or values that you learn in childhood.
Yeah, right. Okay, also, as far as all of this fighting is concerned, I take a deep breath sometimes with this, and I look every day to find the updates. New round of sanctions have been imposed over the Russians because of what's going on in Ukraine. Sanctions, actually, on a Belgian company that was procuring electronics for the Russian military. So it's not just against Russia, it's against people and companies who are doing business with the Russians. So our Office of Foreign Assets, who knew we had one of those, targeted a network led by a Belgian company, 9 different entities, people both in Belgium, Cyprus, Sweden, Hong Kong, the Netherlands, and in Russia. They were involved with procuring military equipment for the Russians. I wonder how much money we spend, our government spends, on tracking these people down. So the Justice Department, the reason I'm telling you this story is, who would have thunk it, basically, right? That they are looking around to find people and companies who are doing business with the Russians, and then they impose sanctions on them to get them to stop. So if you didn't know it, now you do. This is Good Day, 18 after the hour with Doug and Jay.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
What kind of a holiday gift giver are you? The stop at the corner store on the way to the party kind? Or the thoughtful hunt for the perfect holiday gift kind? Well, if you're the thoughtful one, we've got the perfect gift. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear that are so comfortable and so easy, everyone in your family will adore them. Because with Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground, and you never have to touch your shoes. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made my head parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
So, All in the Family, Sanford and Son, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, One Day at a Time. Wow. This guy was very creative. Norman Lear, a national hero. Well, this guy was 101, lived a really good life, and pretty much everybody in the world knew who he was, certainly in America, of those people of a certain age, if you will. What a prolific career he had. He, all the programs he came up with were so popular. So at this point, when you look at social media and trending things, this name is at the top of all of them. Here's a tribute, an overview quickly of what Norman Lear's life was all about.
If there was a hammock in the middle up over and next, that's the best way to express living in the moment.
Writer, producer, developer Norman Lear, who revolutionized American comedy with daring, immensely popular TV sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, has died at the age of 101.
We're moving on now.
He was the creator of All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Different Strokes, Maude, Good Times, The Facts of Life, and many more. Lear's shows were the first to address the serious political, cultural, and social flashpoints of the day. Racism, abortion, homosexuality, the Vietnam War.
It's just the most glorious ride in the history of rides.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Lear received many awards, including 6 Primetime Emmys, 2 Peabody Awards, the National Medal of Arts, and was a member of the Television Academy Hall of Fame. We remember and pay tribute to an American icon, Norman Lear.
Norman Milton Lear, born on July 27, 1922, in New Haven, Connecticut, lived his life mostly on the West Coast. He early on went out there to find fame and fortune. Very creative youngster, and grew through all of the stuff. Not only did he make the television shows about what was going on in life, he was very involved in lots of things. The people that were anti-Semitic, he had a lot of different things that he wanted to talk about and did in his own private life. Thought it was interesting that his wife of 40 years, Lynn, was supposed to be in an award show last night. Norman has not been well the last, most of this year. I think the last time I saw him on some show, maybe that Jimmy Kimmel was the last place he showed up. And it was earlier this year. But at any rate...
Yeah, he never retired. He still has, I think, six works that are still upcoming that he was either an executive producer or a segment producer mm-hmm. on. He still remained highly active.
Imagine how that mind worked, Jay. Think about it for a second. How does somebody's mind like that create as much? There's obvious genius there. It's simple mm-hmm. to say that. The wife said yesterday that he would have wanted everybody to laugh when at this moment in time. And you certainly can if you listen to any number of things that were part of the TV shows that he created. I'm not sure he did any movies. I think it was just all TV. And he became very close friends with Carol.
Yeah, some made for TV movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's true, yeah. He became very close friends with Carol O'Connor because he said Carol O'Connor was him. A cantankerous yet tender family patriarch. And that is, as I understand it, I've never met the man, but I know some people who knew him, and he was that, people just loved the guy. And he had that sort of, he'd been bald most of his life, and he didn't like it, but he didn't do anything except wear a hat. Which, you know, obviously called attention to the fact that he didn't have any hair. But he certainly had a lot under that hair. And God love the fellow for creating as much material as he did to make people laugh. So many people laughed. So many people had enjoyable hours and hours and hours because of Norman Lear. May he rest in peace. It's the 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pet's plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness, and don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family.
Doug Stephanie with the reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Israel-Hamas war is now in its second month. Israel says its forces are operating in the middle of southern Gaza's main city, as it's believed Hamas leaders are taking shelter in the area. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his forces will retain security control for the immediate future over the Gaza Strip after Hamas is removed. The Pentagon is reporting that all of the military's Osprey aircraft have been grounded. 1 week ago, 8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members died in a crash off the coast of Japan. The initial investigation has indicated a material failure and not a human error that led to the crash. 3 people were killed when a gunman opened fire on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus yesterday, just before lunchtime Pacific. The suspect was shot and killed by responding university detectives. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
All right, now 34 at the hour here on the Good Day program. It's the 7th of December, and certainly when I say that, not only the beginning of Hanukkah, but it's Pearl Harbor Day. And that means we all go into a certain memory mode, depending on your age. I wasn't around then, but I was around at the end. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, I'm a product of World War II. My father and mother obviously got together in time for me to be born on November 5th, 1946. So you do the math. You kind of figure it out. And listen, I think because I had relatives who were lost, a very famous relative who was lost in World War II, who had just turned 30, as a matter of fact. This is very interesting. My namesake was Commander Dudley Walker Morton, who was the commander of the USS Wahoo. I was named after him. His work began
when he was a youngster. In 1934, he signed up for a stint in the Navy and went into submarine service, and then came through the ranks and was the commander. He was not declared. He wasn't given the job until the day of the attack. And a lot of young guys who had come through the ranks, they had to put people into submarines and ships as fast as possible to get them out to go after the Japanese and to protect the country. Because when you look at what happened on Pearl Harbor, there are people who continue to say that we knew, like the Israelis knew, that the Hamas attack was going to happen at Pearl Harbor. We knew that that was going to happen anyway, whether that's true or not. Not the important issue here. 2,400 people died, though, that day.
Well, it seemed like there was no warning. A lot of people, wasn't it earlier in the morning, too?
I get emotional a little bit.
People were still just waking up and just sleeping. And
Yeah.
Isn't one of those things that I feel like a lot of times when people say, well, they already knew this was going to happen, or the they, meaning the government or whoever the officials are, but it always seems like they knew something was possibly in the works. They didn't know for sure what
when
of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So anyway, the day, there are big ceremonies that are held every year on December 7th. And certainly I think almost every year that I've been on the radio, I have played an excerpt, the most famous words from President Roosevelt, the address to Congress and the Declaration of War. And the day, you know, it'll go down in infamy. I hope most people have learned or heard about that in history classes in school, but still remembering it, the bloodthirstiness of it all. The Japanese, say what you will about them today, back in that day, they were vicious. Not that things that went on all around the world, I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of American soldiers who took aim at the enemy. I don't even like that word, the enemy, but that's, you know, they were the enemy. We were their enemy. They created an enemy in us, and then we, you know, made them the enemy as they were, and so are the Japs and the Italians to a certain extent. Anyway, Germans, you can hear from my tone and my train, that it, it, A, annoys me. B, I become emotional because I think about all that I've learned. It's interesting. I never knew my uncle, because even though his submarine sank more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the war than any other, he was lost at sea in a shallow, up in the Sakhalin Islands near the border of Russia, in like 400 feet of water. Sub's still there today. And there was a ceremony that was held about 20 years ago. I couldn't go. I was invited, but the rest of the family went, and they decided to just leave. The Russians knew forever. It was 1984 when they told us that the sub was there. They knew, they'd known for like since the 50s that the sub was there, and they didn't say anything because we weren't exactly friendly at the time. We got friendlier after Ronald Reagan and Gorbachev got together, and so that's when all of this stuff came to light. So, at any rate, things to think about today, including National Pearl Harbor Day. Also, on a lighter note, or maybe this puts a lighter spin on Hanukkah, which is a pretty positive celebration, even though most of the Israelis and the Jewish folks around the world are distracted by what's going on in their sort of quasi-homeland. But with the beginning of Hanukkah come lots of things. And I think under the circumstances, we ought to have a smile here for a moment. So to help us with that, here's Adam Sandler and his Hanukkah song.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much funukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth, light star.
menorah. So do Kirk Douglas, James Caan, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish and Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. With Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonica celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, Dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not. But guess who is? All three Stooges. Oh, boy. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I think his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica, but don't smoke marijuana. If you really, really wanna, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah.
Very good. Very well done. That's worth a listen to at least once every year at Hanukkah. Adam Sandler and just more creative genius to talk about Norman Lear and his creative. Now look around us and look at all the people who are so creative, who have done so much to give people so much pleasure, and what has come of that. It's just very cool. To acknowledge that, especially when you look around and there's so much other stuff going on that isn't fun, that isn't funny. A perfect example of that was that waste of time last night at the Republican debate. I don't know if you watched. I watched it for a few minutes, and it was sickening to watch those three clowns, more Vivaswamy and Sandler. DeSantis take on Haley because she's the leader. What? How do you think? I mean, what's the matter with people? Honestly, DeSantis looked like a dope. He was obviously very nervous. And where in the world did Vivaswamy even, you know, I remember listening to him the first time and I thought, well, this guy's got some interesting things to say. But then you understand, I don't know, it was the cultural differences, but his disrespect for women and some of the things he says, just, disgusting. And I still kind of like Chris Christie in a manner of speaking, although the rest of the three of them are trying to get rid of him because he supposedly distracts from the fact that DeSantis and Nikki Haley are the ones that have the momentum. They want to push the other two out. But anyway, I just...
I have it on. I recorded it. Yeah, it was way too late for me to see. I always watch it the next day. But I did hear that one of them said to Chris, I think it was Vivek Ramaswamy, but, like, get the heck out of the race, just straight point blank, like, just get out of the race.
I find him to be a complete waste of time, frankly. And, you know, we forgot to ask yesterday, if you didn't hear the interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene. We've got it posted, right, in the Good Day podcast, amongst other things, the Good Day download.
It is. It's its own episode on the podcast.
Yeah, okay. So it wasn't the usual, but then you don't expect the usual kind of conversation. We didn't talk about her politics. Talked about the book a bit that she's written to sort of tell people who she is. And I kind of had an inkling as to who she was before. But there have been some things that she's done that I think are inappropriate. But she's obviously her own person, and I frankly enjoyed the conversation with her. I think you did too, Jay. It was, you know, we'll have some excerpts from it on our the countdown or on the talk radio review when we do that on the morrow.
It was definitely a good reminder that even politicians are human beings, are real human beings with real lives outside. And being in politics is their job. It's not who they actually are as a person. That's their career. That's their job.
Well, I don't know. I think that there are better ways of doing your job than the way these guys went about their candidates in that. I mean, it was good that it was on News Nation. I'm not sure that I was impressed with any of the people asking questions. I wasn't impressed with any of it, so you guys make your own mind up. I just thought it was a waste of time. I think most of them are weeding down the candidates. So it'd be interesting. I mean, notice when I asked Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday whether she was going to be Trump's vice president, she went kind of around the barn, you know, around in a circle with it. Well, it's up to him, yada, yada, yada. But she has maintained a close relationship with him. And so there's nothing wrong with that. What I really want our day to be about in part is paying tribute to the passing, well, to the life of Norman Lear and acknowledging his passing at 101 years of age. So listen up.
Oh, gee, are you in bed yet?
No, not yet, Edith. I'm looking out the window. You know, the Jeffersons left their shades up. You know they was putting new wallpaper on the wall of their bedroom? Holy cow, them colors are wild about stripes. Papa, come down here. That don't sound like your voice, see.
Are you looking for the perfect holiday gift? You know, the gift that people call the hottest of the season? You know, you buy it for your loved ones, and you're anointed the hero of the holidays. Well, heroes, here's this year's hot present gift. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because Skechers has invented footwear that is so easy and so comfortable, they're the perfect gift for everyone, from kids to grandparents. With hands-free Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them, and they're on. You don't need to bend down. You don't ever have to touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my Mebler detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Food, Farm, and Family time. You can get the update every day. If you hear bits and pieces of what we're doing here live on the air, you can easily go to foodfarmfamily.com, where we have the repeat of what we did the day before and other information that you can glean. Yesterday was National Microwave Day, and we celebrated that to a point, and you can hear that. So it wasn't much of a celebration because I spent a lot of time talking about why you shouldn't use one. But at any rate, speaking of things you shouldn't use or do, wow, this thing with the fresh-cut fruit has really taken on a life of its own. Pretty much every day this week, there's been a different story about a company recalling select fresh-cut fruit products, cantaloupe especially, but there are others as well, from Sophia Produce, which is also known as True Fresh Produce. The salmonella contamination is a real serious problem that they have, and it can be fatal if you have, if you don't have a good immune system. You certainly can get... if you get salmonella, you can become feverish, you get diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, that sort of thing. And it just is inexcusable, frankly, as far as I'm concerned. All of this fresh-cut fruit, all of the cantaloupe that's been recalled. Mm-hmm. But there have been other fruits, other melons and that sort of thing that have been recalled. Get your money back. Bring it to the store. Yeah. I noticed that more and more of the companies, when they release this, or the stores that have them, are doing what we have suggested, and that is demand your money back and some time. You know, you've got time invested in this, so get some money for your time.
Well, and your cantaloupe, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Do not eat cantaloupe until further notice. That's it. There's also, there are other brands of this. Pacific Trellis Fruit has recalled thousands of cantaloupe cases, you know, you've got others that come from California and Illinois and Oklahoma and Texas, where this stuff is packed. This is just horrible management, and it just it brings it back around to the focus on where does your food come from, what are you consuming, and why aren't you using or eating as much local stuff as you can? I know you can't get melons year-round, but you know,
if you maybe you don't eat melons when they're not in season. Maybe you just
for a
stop.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. There
well,
also
kind of
is
like
a,
for anything if it's not in season. Don't eat it.
Why
I mean, I still do. Yeah, not, it's not one of those like
we all do.
Things. Yeah, we all still do. But with the melons and with the cantaloupes, because a lot of it, it's the pre-cut stuff. It's the ones that you have those melon platters, the fruit platters, and they have honeydew and the cantaloupe and all of that stuff in it. But then it's the whole cantaloupe. A lot of these things, a lot of these types of recalls are the pre-cut and then packaged, not the whole fruit. This one is, it's the whole, like, the whole, you cut it yourself, still has a possibility of salmonella. It is everywhere. What was the frozen, there was a frozen berry recall recently that was so wide range, so across the board, and it was these frozen berries and the frozen berry mixtures. Was it raspberries?
Yeah, I think it was. Well, there were a number. It wasn't blueberries, but the softer berries, the blackberries and the raspberries, because of the porous nature of the skin, where you can't, where they get sprayed, you can't really get all that stuff out. That's one thing that affects people, makes them sick. And then there's the other stuff when there is the degree of bacteria that gets into and underneath the skin, and that's what also makes people sick. So that joins the noodle recall, which continues. Wow. The food, and not only in this country, but around the world, there's been an issue with noodles. And so the instant noodles that were found to have packaging that didn't reveal the presence of peanuts in their product has now become the latest target. And the but before we started doing this, I never really had a focus, nor did I know. And that's why this I pat myself on the back a little bit, and you certainly, Jay, for, I think, coming up with this idea of telling people. I'm very close to, obviously, the farm world, and I know there's a strong connection between food and the farm. Hello, duh. And families who, you know, want to enjoy the eating of good food together. And so that's why this becomes something that is like second nature to us here. It's a warning, a helpful thing. It's not meant to scare you. It's meant to inform you that there are a lot of things that are carelessly produced, and a lot of people are at risk, children especially, and people that have weakened immune systems, of getting sick from all of this stuff. You know, it doesn't, sometimes it's peanuts, sometimes it's melon, sometimes it's chocolates, it's noodles, whatever it is. You gotta be careful of what you eat and where you buy stuff. All right, I guess the old, what is it, word to the wise is fish, but check, daily you can check it out at foodfarmfamily.com. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner now. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.